No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. And I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. Get social. Get interactive like you have been on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Want to get in touch with me? Send me an email, mark@marktara.com. Pretty simple. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And by the way, not to toot my own horn, people, but on podomatic.com's LGBT chart, Rainbow Country is number 5 on the chart. At least it was last week. Yay, us! But now it's down to number 8. Whatever. But anyway, if you subscribe to the show, you'll never miss an episode of Rainbow Country. So there you go. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. marktara.com. So this is episode 36. And joining me live in the studio is Lynx, front person for the subversive rock group Random Order. Lynx will be joining me right after this very first song from Random Order. And don't forget, the lines are open, 416-946-7000. Maybe ask Lynx a question, ask me a question, talk about what's on your mind, have your say. 416-946-7000. My friends, this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Compelled to see what held you.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you've tuned in to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country, I'm Mark Tara, and that track is The Morning After Kill by Random Order, and the front person for Random Order, Lynx, is here. How are you, Lynx?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Mark.
So, Random Order is your group.
It is my group, yes.
Did you start it?
I did. I started it actually over Pride Festival. I met some musicians and decided to make a band.
And how long ago was that?
Eons ago.
Really?
Yes.
So how long has Random Order been around?
Decades.
Really?
Yeah, we did cassettes. We had two cassettes.
Right.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Two cassettes.
So talk to me about your love of music. When did that happen for you, Lynx? When did you discover that, hey, I'm going to pursue music as my passion and as my career? When did that happen for you?
It happened not coincidentally when I realized I wasn't going to be able to become a preacher in the cult that I grew up in.
Really?
Yeah, I was always singing, but I'm still preaching on a different stage.
Yeah, on mic.
Right.
With music.
Yeah, it's way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you wanted to be a preacher. Why?
I was the showpiece for the religion, so they would put me up on stage, and I'd had quite a memory, and would recite all the books of the Bible, and they you know, were really into it, and I just loved being on stage. I think. You know? Yeah.
So did you have any other groups other than Random Order?
I've not too many, actually. A couple of cover bands, a couple of friends bands, and that's about it.
Now, you call your group a subversive rock group.
Yes.
Talk to me about that tagline. What is, in your opinion, what is a subversive rock group? What is that all about for you?
I think it's subversive music with an edge. And for people who like to draw outside the margins. So people like you, people like me, people who are, you know.
Me? I'm not outside the margins.
A little bit of a twist, right?
I'm not outside the margins. What the hell are you talking about?
You're so outside the margins.
I am so straight-laced. Oh, my God. So... did you come up with that line, subversive rock group?
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, you wouldn't say this music's rock. It's got
it's
a
very
lot of
catchy.
Thank you. It's got a lot of depth and humor, and you know, a lot of tongue in cheek happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what instruments do you play?
I play guitar and I sing.
Okay.
So all the guitar work on that album, all the vocals, pretty much all the vocals.
And is the record called Random Order?
The band is called Random Order. The record is called Black Lipstick Kiss.
Okay, and that's your latest one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your songwriting process, Lynx. How does that happen for you? Do you come up with a lyric idea? Do you come up with a song title? Does the music come to you first? How does that happen for you?
All of the above.
Okay.
Literally, it's so different every time. You know, this album, I wrote a lot of it in New York when I was trapped there during the hurricane. Mm-hmm. And I was also writing theater music, and I was told to listen to David Lynch, watch David Lynch films and Tarantino films, and, mm-hmm. and the music and the soundtracks really infuse this album with, you know, the horror and the twists and, you know, sort of kind of bizarreness.
So what's your favorite David Lynch movie?
I want to say The Beach, and the Twin Peaks. I mean,
okay.
I mean, not a movie, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's coming out again.
Apparently.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there's a limited run or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a fan of that, Twin Peaks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just so, like, nothing like it, you know? It's bizarre.
So... That opening track.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that track.
That track, it's about a vampire.
Really?
Who has a one night stand with a zombie.
Okay. Okay.
And he doesn't understand why the zombie isn't dead, because the vampire in his mind is, you know, killed the zombie.
Right.
But the zombie keeps following him around, and he's like, "Go away."
Wow. And that's The Morning After Kill.
The Morning After Kill, yeah.
Wow. Not to be confused with The Morning After Pill.
Exactly.
What was that song, Mark? The Morning After Pill?
Oh, you'll remember it then.
So, Lynx, I think we should play another one of your tracks.
Okay.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
The hardest thing I've ever done was to say goodbye to you. We always had so much fun when we were just brand new. We'd run. Ten things I love about you, but that's only a fraction. This time I ever had was to watch you drift away. I knew that killer personality would eventually kill me one day. I miss your smile and the way you go. Ten things I hurt you, but that's only a fraction of how I feel around you, and that's my reaction.
Welcome back. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. And I am your tour guide. I'm Mark Tara, and joining me live in studio is Lynx. Hello, Lynx.
Hello, Mark.
And Lynx is the creator, the lead person, the lead singer, the guitarist of Random Order, subversive rock group. And Lynx, I do believe that we have a phone call.
Fantastic.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name?
Jay.
Jay, welcome to Rainbow Country.
Hi, Jay.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Jay, what prompted you to call in tonight?
I saw a post on Random Order's Facebook, and I thought I'd take the opportunity
to call in. Have you ever called into a radio show before?
Not that I remember. I feel like I may have once when I was like a teen, but
okay. Do you have a question for Lynx?
Yeah. So I'm curious what you think would benefit the Toronto music scene or Toronto radio or musicians the most?
Wow. That's a good question.
Thank you.
What do I think would benefit the Toronto music scene? I think more exposure. You know, like there's so much music in Toronto, and Toronto has been a hub of activity for a long time. And I think there could be more exposure for local artists. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, huge artists that are making great waves and splashes, but there's also like hundreds and hundreds of great bands here. And I think you know, like just getting all of these artists heard.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well said, everyone.
Thank you,
Jay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for hosting, and I'm glad Lynx posted this.
Yeah, and hold on to the number. Call in anytime you would like. I'll put you on the air.
Again.
What's that?
Yeah, I'll tune in again.
Cool. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, a phone call. Now I'm going to hang up on Jay. Goodbye, Jay. So, Lynx, before we took that call, we heard a track of yours, 10 Things.
Yes.
Talk to me about 10 Things. What was that song all about?
That song is a breakup song.
Okay.
I had, and I'll just, you know, put it all out on the table here, heart on the sleeve. We were breaking up, and it was Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I gave this person a card, and I had written 10 things that I love about you, knowing that we were breaking up. But,
right.
You know, and then I thought, oh, that would make a really great song. Never date a musician, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how that happened. And I thought, well, okay, I'm just going to make it into a song. And it's kind of nice because it really is, you know, paying homage to the relationship and, you know, thinking about the positive, fun stuff.
Yeah. So, Lynx, can we get a little bit more personal with you? Is that okay?
Sure.
You're a trans individual.
I am.
So talk to me about your experience. When did you realize that you were a trans individual?
I knew from whenever I can remember. Like that whole, you know, growing up in the cult thing when I was 7, when I wanted to be the preacher. At the same time, I was praying to God every night I would wake up in the right body.
Right.
And, you know, was having, you know, like, I'm going to grow up and marry a woman. And, you know, just totally seeing myself as, you know, as a male right. individual. And so I knew from a really early age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did that play out for you growing up? Did you find a lot of support? Was it tough for you?
No,
was
there was
it easy?
No support. No, not at all. I tried to rip the dresses off my body.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, in my mind, I was completely different than, you know, what people were trying to make me. And interestingly enough, when I was 12, I refused to attend anymore. And nothing my family could do would make me go because I didn't want to be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, though, because growing up, you said you didn't have a lot of support.
No.
But nowadays, it seems like there's an abundance.
It's great.
Of support for trans individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that in terms of, it seems like it's a bit of a hot button topic, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in the spotlight, like Caitlyn Jenner. There are others. What's your take on all of that?
I think it's great. There's a lot of people in the media and, you know, like Ellen's show having, you know, a trans man on who was on the cover of GQ. And, you know, I think the more publicity, the better. You know, it just gets it out there. It helps people to see, you know, even my family sees it and they're, you know, learning. And, yeah, the more it's out, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. More film, more television series, you know, it's a wide open field now.
And how is that working out for yourself? Are you finding that you've tapped into a community that there are people that you're surrounding yourself with nowadays?
I'm interested and liking seeing, you know, friends of mine who are, you know, directors in film, you know, all over the world, and you know, they're working on these shows on Transparent and things like that, and I think it's great. I think it's really awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's really changing.
So you're not feeling so alone like you did when
exactly.
you were younger.
Yeah. No. And there's, you know,
the upside to growing up.
Yes.
So, Lynx, I think we should play another one of your
okay.
songs. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM. You've tuned into Rainbow Country. You think I would know the name of my show? And by the way, it's the station's gay radio show, so there you go. I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. And joining me live in studio is the creator of subversive rock group Random Order Lynx. Hey, Lynx.
Thank you. Hello, Mark.
And I do believe we have another caller. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Who is this?
This is Kenigma.
Kenigma, Toronto photographer.
Hey!
and friend of CIUT.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hello. Hello. Yes, hello. I'm fine, thank you. And I just wanted to say hello to Lynx.
Hello. Nice to hear from you.
You guys have worked together. You guys
worked on
the online show, now on Rogers TV, On the Couch.
Yeah.
That's right. We took your photograph.
Yes.
It made you beautiful.
You did.
Yes, he looks very handsome.
Thank you.
So, Kenigma, what prompted you to call in tonight, today?
Well, I wanted to say hello to Lynx, and I just wish you all well. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, nice.
Enjoying your music, Lynx.
Great.
Well,
really understood exactly what subversive rock sounded like until tonight.
There you go.
Well, Kenigma, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your show, and talk to you soon.
And feel free to call in anytime you'd like.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Another caller. Caller number two. Yay. So the track we just heard, Transmission.
Transmission, yes.
Talk to me about that track.
That is a trans party anthem song. And
nice.
Thank you. And it is basically what we were saying, in that, you know, we're everywhere, so it shouldn't really matter.
Right.
Anymore, you know, it's like every town, every village.
Yeah. So your current record is Black Lipstick Kiss. Is it a record?
Yes, it is a full album.
But it comes in a little black lipstick case.
In a USB.
Yes. Talk to me about that.
It's a life-size USB that looks like black lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the full album and the artwork and the video on it. And it's going to also house the remix when the remix is finished.
So is the record out now?
Yes. The Black Lipstick Kiss album was released in 2014.
Okay.
And the remix will be released in the spring.
And talk to me about the song Black Lipstick Kiss. What's that song about?
That song, I'll rephrase the press quote that said something to the effect of a sadist gypsy relationship. And it's basically about, it was written as a poem, and I again decided to make it into a song. And it was just about having this attraction, this really intense attraction.
Really?
Yes.
Well, speaking of attraction, I have another caller. Andrea, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Wow.
Welcome on to Rainbow Country, Andrea.
Andrea.
Do you guys know each other?
We do. Well, yeah. She comes out to every show.
Really?
She's amazing.
So,
yes, I try and pride myself of being the number one fan.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So did you have a question live on air?
Yes, I do.
What's
I was
your question?
Wondering when Lynx was in New York doing a premiere party for S&M Sally, what happened when they forgot to have a mic stand available?
Well, my number one fan became my mic stand, and Andrea held the mic for me through the entire show because they didn't bring in a mic stand. And it was interesting because somebody else was going to do it, but he wasn't holding the mic up, and she just was so good, you know, just stood there for the entire time, steady as a rock. Thank you, Andrea.
No, I have a real question for you, though.
I was good, though. I like it.
I thought you would. I'm curious how S&M Sally did end up affecting your life, and will you be, like, actually soliciting for more things like that?
Oh, absolutely. It affected my life in that, profoundly. I traveled a lot. I started touring with the film, and I was touring solo, and I had never toured solo before. So,
and what film are we talking about?
The film is called S&M Sally, and it features Black Lipstick Kiss prominently. And I started just traveling all over the world with this film, and it's a queer comedy.
Are you in the film?
No, just my music.
Your music,
yeah.
Okay.
But it worked out because, you know, some places the director would go and some places I would go. I ended up going to Austria and Germany and all over the U.S. And it was great exposure, and it was great to be able to actually go and perform in theaters and in, you know, after party events and all kinds of things. You know, it was fantastic.
So, Andrea, did you see the film as well?
I actually still have not gotten to see it, unfortunately. I've been roaming around. I've got to buy a download at some point.
Yeah, it's actually just been distributed. It went for 2 years in the film festival circuits.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you know, I'm putting you on the spot here for a minute, but do you know where people can stream it or download it or whatever?
It's, if you Google S&M Sally.
Okay.
It's on demand.
It'll come
on
up
Vimeo.
Somewhere. Right.
From Vimeo. You can rent it or download it. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right?
So
how did that happen again? They just heard the song?
Yeah, how did you get that track on there?
Oh, no, that's cool that you asked that. There used to be an awards show out of Vancouver called Write Out TV, and I submitted the video for best DIY category, and it got nominated, and they have these jurors from all over, and there was a film director from LA that saw the video, and she told Michelle Elin, who's the director of S&M Sally, that you have to use this song. This song is perfect for your scene. And so that's how that happened. And I don't think they're doing it anymore. They actually stopped doing the awards because they figured that we didn't need them anymore because, you know, we're becoming also famous as LGBT people in the world, and, you know, that it wasn't necessary. So I don't think they're doing it anymore. Yeah.
And Andrea,
that's necessary to me.
So I know, right?
Andrea, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from New York City.
So you're calling from New York City?
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I know, because I was like, okay, let me figure out. I was at work, and I was like, okay, I got to figure out
how to do this.
I'm
glad you called.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, I don't have Media Player downloaded on my phone. Oh, no.
So what do you do, Andrea?
Well, I work in New York City. I grew up working for nightclubs and stuff, and that's sort of where we technically met in nightclubs in the early 90s.
Was it Webster Hall or something?
I had actually met a couple of them in Toronto when I was visiting a friend who worked at a nightclub danceteria with me. I went up to visit him, and I met Lynx and Rowena, and then they came down to New York.
So you actually went to Danceteria?
Something like that.
Wow.
No, I worked at Danceteria. Right. Uh-oh, show my age.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, this guy, Lynn, worked at Danceteria. Now he was working at Lee's, managing Lee's Palace for a long time.
Right. Well, Andrea, I have to say thank you so much for calling
in.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Okay, take care, you guys. Have fun.
One last question, Andrea.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on radio before?
You know, funny, I've been on the news with John C. Howell and a lot of different things, but I don't think I've actually been on radio
before.
Woohoo!
Hey, girl.
That's awesome.
Thanks for taking my radio cherry.
Love it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for your time, Andrea. Good night. Well, there you go, Lynx. How was that?
That was awesome. Good questions.
Kind of, yeah. New York City.
Right.
New York City.
New York's in the house.
So I think we should listen to Black Lipstick Kiss.
All right.
Let's do that.
Hi, guys. This is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Welcome back. This is CIUT 89.5 FM. You've tuned in to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, and I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country, Mark Tara, and I am joined live in studio by Lynx. How you doing, Lynx?
I'm good.
And we're listening to, in the background, just the end, the tail end of Subway Girl, your track. Talk to me about Subway Girl.
Well, remember when the Now magazine used to have their missed connections sightings, you know? It was one of those kind of things where I saw this person on the subway and we talked briefly and then I was like, oh.
You actually spoke?
Yes, actually spoke.
Wow.
Yeah, I was staring and she said, hello. And then we had like two stops of conversation and then... Yeah, it was just like, you know, you see them fleeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there actually is a Subway Girl.
There is a Subway Girl.
Nice. And did she actually have like long dark hair?
She did. She did. She had a Betty Page total tattoos and
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was here in Toronto?
Here in Toronto.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So all these songs that we've heard tonight are from the Black Lipstick Kiss the record, the
yes,
CD.
Yes, they're all on that album.
Okay. And so how can people pick up the CD? How can they get in touch with you? That sort of thing.
You can head to the website. It's randomorder.ca. And there's like email addresses on there if you want to get in touch with me. And all the merchandise is for sale there. And then, you know, you can download stuff from iTunes and all the usual places. But to actually buy the USB... or CD, I would recommend buying it from the website.
Okay, so the actual, the USB, the Black Lipstick USB,
that's
you
it.
Get that from your site?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only sold from the site and shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you come up with that idea? With the Black Lipstick?
Yes. Yeah. It was an interesting progression, you know, because we're like... Well, what should we call the album? And it's like, yeah, Black Lipstick Kiss. It's a no-brainer. And then Custom USBs. Yeah.
And that was your baby.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Lynx, I have to say thank you so much for being on the show. It's our time has now come to an end.
Oh, no.
And but I have to say thank you so much. I have to say thank you so much for... not just being on the show, but actually being here in person.
Oh, my pleasure.
Because we do the show live midnight to 1 a.m. And it not everyone can do it. I get it.
I can do it.
That's awesome. That's
thanks
awesome.
For having me.
And you're on Twitter.
I am, yeah.
And it's what?
It's at Random Order Band and Facebook at Random Order.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Lynx, I have to say thank you again so much for your time.
Thank
and
you.
And great music. Very, very musical.
Thank you.
Great, great, great songs.
I can't wait to get the dance remix. I'm
all excited. Oh, for Black Lipstick.
Yeah, I'm all excited.
You have to give
it
to me and I'll play it.
Of course.
I'll play it.
Of
absolutely.
Course, yeah.
Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community, and I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. Don't forget, get social, get interactive like you have been. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Get in touch with me personally. The email, mark@marktara.com. And the podcast is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. Next week, it's going to be an all music episode, and I will also be taking your phone calls live on air. And finally, I want to take this time to thank Lynx for being live with me here in studio, but to also thank you for calling in, for tuning in, and remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So honey, believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country has been brought to you in part by Inspired Media, Inc. If it's LGBTQ, it's in their publications. The Pink Pages Directory, Pink Play Mags, The Buzz Magazine, and popular talk show On the Couch. 27 years and expanding. InspiredMediaInc.ca. Yeah.